So, Father, we thank you this morning that the Holy Spirit breathed in this place, breathe in Darrell, breathe in Africa, breathe in Germany, all these people tune in, breathe on us that we may have understanding of what you want us to do, discernment and wisdom. We thank you for this message. We believe that it will open our eyes to great and mighty things, and we're careful to give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Mark chapter 5. Beginning at verse 25, I want you to listen at this story with the hearkening factor and the salah factor in place. It says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years." Now, as I read, I don't want to put doctors down, but I want to put them in their place this morning. They are a blessing to us, but they need to get in their place. They must submit themselves under ministry, under the word, under Jesus, under the Holy Spirit, in order to be effective in what God have called many of them to do. This woman had, and the 76th verse, had suffered many things. You see that? Of many physicians.
Yep.
Now, I've been in the room too many times in my pastorship. I've been in the room too many times with a family, and the doctor walk in and say, "This is all we can do." And it's one of the saddest moments, because the medical dynamics run out, and they have done everything they could, all kind of specialists. I've seen that too many times. I just had, about 2 months ago, family called me and said, the doctor said, "There's nothing, no more they can do. And by this pandemic, I'm not going into hospitals at this point." I called a man on the phone and told him, "God can give you a miracle. You don't have to die now." The man is alive today. That's months ago. He's still alive. I talked to him the other day. Talked to him 2 days ago. Still alive. They'd give everything up. Strong. Actually, what was Miss Thompson at? Strong in voice, at home, his wife in the kitchen cooking. On the other hand, I did that for his brother. His brother went home to be with the Lord. They're going to bury him on next Saturday, I think. But I've been in the room too many times. I was in the room with my tailor when they walked in and said they couldn't do nothing else. We had fought in prayer and praise and worship and with the scriptures. So you see in this 26th verse, "and has suffered many things," underline the word suffered. Many things, and many physicians. Now the physician wasn't making her suffer, but the suffering was they couldn't take her no farther. "And has spent all that she had, money, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse." Now look at verse 27. "When she had heard of Jesus," the same woman, "came in the press behind and touched his garment." That tell the whole story. Then it goes in the 28th verse and tell you how she got to that point. 28th verse says, "For she said," are you with me? "For she said, if I may touch but his clothes," put my memos back on the screen. I got them in my Bible. I need to look at them. "For she said," verse 28, "if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And next week, y'all go buy a bigger screen. This screen ain't big enough. Get a big screen. Ain't nothing but money. "And straightway," verse 29, "the fountain of her blood was dried up." Wait a minute now. "And she felt in her body that she was," what? "Healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing," Jesus, thank God, "immediately knowing himself that virtue or power or glory had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?" Now, a bunch of people around there, he was being touched by different people. But this woman had a special touch, a faith touch. "And the disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging in thee." So they were touching him. "And said, thou who touched me?" We don't know who did it. Everybody touching you. No, everybody going to church too. It doesn't mean that two people could be sitting side by side and one can touch Jesus and the other one can just touch the name of Jesus or touch the clothes of Jesus. And his disciple, also in 32nd verse, he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing she'd done something and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Now, notice what he said to her in verse 34. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith. He didn't say me. Thy faith. He didn't say, I did it. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole. Now, that word of thy place. That word whole, be whole mean be well. Be well mean restored to health. He said, daughter, you not only healed, but you're restored to health. That's very important because health is a subject that I want to deal with again this morning. I see the power of God is God is just disturbing me constantly to do this. So here's what we're going to talk about. Developing faith for help and turning it loose.
Yes, yes.
Developing faith for help. That's what she did, didn't right? And turn it loose. Now, there's a few questions. I'm a question, so you can have them down, so you can ponder these things. Is there such a thing as having help faith? We know about healing. But is there such a thing of having help faith? I want everybody to repeat after me and say, help faith. But the body of Christ have known nothing or little about help faith. I thank God pioneering and cutting pathway apostolically through prophet, through pastors. I got pastors under me. We'll begin to move in an apostolic style and teach God people how to have faith for health or health faith. Listen very carefully. And I answer this way. Yes. Once your soul and body finds out how health works biblically, scripturally, there's biblical ways and scripture ways. That's why he said in 3 John, you remember what he said in 3 John 2? Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Write that down. Remember what he said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23? My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying, keep them in the midst of thy heart. And then he said, you'll find health for all thy flesh. Very important. See, attending to the word is a health factor. All right. So, yes, once you, your soul, listen, your soul and body, your spirit already know, find out how health works and how, let me add this on, how to work with your health.
Yes.
And then I wrote this. Now, I want you to write this down or type it. Y'all got those. It's time for me to stand in my healthy place.
Yes.
It's time, good God Almighty,
yes,
for me to stand in my healthy place.
Yep, yep.
You see, age have nothing to do with health.
Come on.
And I'm going to make another statement that you're going to shout. It's never too late. Nothing never too late with God. No, it's never too late. So right now, anybody listening to me, don't care what kind of condition you're in, how long you've been in it, what genetic background you had with your ancestors, it doesn't matter. Because this message is saying it's time that you stand in your healthy place.
Yep.
Now watch. See, healing precedes health. Because we got sick. We was always supposed to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
Are you following me? Now, let me go a little further. having faith for healing is not enough to receive a long, satisfied life. Having faith for healing is not enough to receive a long, satisfied life. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying you get healed, but you don't know how to keep your health. And so you just, all your lifetime, you're thinking about somebody laying hand on you, all being poured on you. And you know the question that is asked in James 5:14. Look at James 5:14. You know the question that in James 5:14. Look at it. I want y'all to look at it. Look at yourself. You ain't looking at it. James 5:14. I'm looking at a little lady. She ain't looking at it. I want you to look at it. James 5. What it says, any sick among you?
Yeah.
Huh? Is there any sick among you? Why would you ask a question like that? Mm-hmm. Huh? What?
Wow.
Why you ask, is there any sick among you? Huh? Wasn't supposed to be sick, right? Then he told him how to do it, but he didn't set that for a pattern for you to keep getting sick, get sick. You see, he wants you to go step into health. God always wants you to step into health. I got scriptures that prove that, and we're going to prove it this morning. But then there's another verse I want you to look at in Psalm 105, verse 37. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Now, the B part of that verse, look at it. Look at it, class. And now we're talking about what, the 3 million people? Mm-hmm. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe, not one sick person among their tribe. He brought them out. Now, I'll tell you one thing too. This way ain't gonna hurt it because y'all gonna start ducking now. They were eating from the same menu.
Uh-huh.
A God-prescribed menu.
Yes.
God set the meal. So therefore, there wasn't nobody sick among them. They were eating the same. McDonald's didn't set the meal.
Right.
Burger King didn't set the meal.
That's right.
Those meals are unhealthy.
Correct. Correct.
I wore some burgundy shoes and a burgundy-looking suit. Because we're going in the divine health emergency room this morning. I dress like this on purpose. This is an emergency. Because Body of Christ, Word of Life Christian Center, there are some more diseases coming. And if your immune system is not ready, they're not going to have the vaccination for it.
Wow, it's powerful.
You better get yourself vaccinated with Psalm 91. Every day read it and meditate on it. And turn your body back over to God. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
All right. And see, everybody not going to follow me. And everybody don't follow an apostle. But I have a remnant of people
Yes. That
God had put in my charge. Jesus in his own hometown, I think in Mark chapter 6, he said there he couldn't do no mighty work. Laid a hand on a few people because they were so contrary and so want to do things their own way. So I just want you to listen to me because I'm going to take you somewhere this morning. You must know how to work with your body. What I said? Now, turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. Look what kind of body God has given you. And then we'll go to another scripture because I think we need to go to Psalm 139. Let's just look at, I'm going to turn here because I need to emphasize and emphasize and stick with you because I want you to be a winner. And I know you can do this, and I know you got to go up grand to do it because people have a tendency to fight the truth if it don't appease their feeling. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, I want you to know this verse. I want you to know this verse, and I want you to lock this verse in with 3 John 2. Those two. Because when you're not healthy, your soul is in prison. It's not just your body. When you're not healthy, see, y'all, we have taken the idea that the first thing to ask you, what your mama had? And it ain't nothing to do what my mama had. I'm not going to have what my mama had. I'm going to have what God want me to have. Now look at Psalm 139:14. This is a most crucial verse. My brothers and sisters, this is a crucial verse. This is a verse when I found it, I said, oh God, look at this verse. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully what? Made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Now, one thing you can't, and it's going to sound kind of shocking here, one thing you can't have if you're going to walk in hell is a stupid soul.
That's right.
You're going to have to train your soul, develop your soul, educate your soul, renew your mind, renew your conscience, renew your emotion, renew your image, your imagination. All right, turn to Psalm 91:16. I'm going to see if you want this. Psalm 91:16. I want to see who want this. I want y'all to raise your hand if y'all want this. Or just stop wasting my time. I'm looking online. Psalm 91:16. If you don't want it, I want you to shut that thing off right now and get out of my face. Because stop wasting my time. I remember watching some men who were teaching health, and they had a panel, and they had about four or five of them on the panel teaching people how to eat and how to take care of their body, you know. And this man came on to ask a question, and he went to one of the men I studied behind now, and he said, I don't want him. He said, he's not ready. Because he's trying to find out what can I eat. You know, he ain't find out what I got to stop eating. What can I eat? And so he said, one of y'all take that. I don't want him. He ain't ready. So I want to know if you're ready for Psalm 91:16. You don't have, see, living a long life is one thing, and existing a long time is something else. Who heard me?
Yep.
See, living a long life is one thing, but existing for a long time is something else. And while I'm on it, let me talk about just losing weight on the outside. There is weight on the inside, toxicity. See, you lose it on the outside, you think you got it made, and you're going to still eat crazy stuff, and you're still killing yourself on the inside. So you need to lose it on the outside and lose it on the inside. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that's so, Hebrews 12, 2, if you think I don't know what I'm talking about.
Come on. Amen.
See? Now, I got some of my family got to lose weight right now. I'm going to talk to them. They got to lose weight. Because right, they're behind me, they weight behind me. I'm teaching, they weight behind me, blocking my teaching. So I'm going to just talk to them today. Everybody, shoot. Look, just, man, eat right. Shoot. Not eating all that crazy stuff. Excuse me. Say you satisfy you with a long life. Well, a satisfied life, and somebody got to change your diaper and got to feed you, and you're in some little home that you don't want to be sitting there with people you don't even know, from strangers, some from California, some from Milwaukee, just people all from all the world. You never seen them before, and you got to stay there with them. You don't know nobody. No, man, take care of yourself. Listen to this preaching.
That's right.
He said, I give you a long, satisfied. You know what a long, satisfied life is?
Yeah.
Walking 5 miles when you're 85 years old, clapping your hands.
Come on.
Developing faith for health and turning it loose. That's what that girl did. She turned her faith loose.
Yes.
And he called her, be well, be healthy, be healed, and go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. One of the most sinful things that have come in the body of Christ is not taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Just going with everybody else. Hey! Listen, you remember I told you hearken and salah? What hearken mean?
Listen
salah mean what? Pause, ponder this, meditate it. Don't go to something else now, you need to eat this, right? Watch what the Holy Ghost is about to say to us now. Your health has been barricaded with lies and deception. Your health has been barricaded with lies and deception. Next statement. I want you to salah that. Next statement, I want you to salah the next statement. Let's yield to truth and discernment about our health rights. Let's yield to truth and discernment about our health rights. Jeremiah 30:17. And I'll start giving principles. I haven't started yet. What are we going to do with this verse? Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee. You see it? Mark that verse, please. And some words you need to circle words, underline words, circle words when they mean something to you. Feed on them until the Holy Ghost breathes on you. See, the Holy Ghost is going to have to be your counselor for your health. The Holy Ghost is going to have to bring conviction. The word convict means cause to see. That's the only way. The Holy Ghost is going to have to breathe on you. He's going to have to be the counselor for your health. He's going to have to be the convicting factor of your health. He's going to have to convict you. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it in a comfort zone. You're not going to do it in a controversial zone. You have to want it. But the Holy Spirit can convict you. Now, I'm talking to everybody, listen to the sound of my voice. Your case is not too bad for the Holy Ghost. He had to be your counselor. You got to be your strength and standby. You got to let the Holy Ghost help you. Breathe. Let the Holy Ghost breathe on you as we read this verse. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound. What did he say? You will restore what? All right, circle that. You got a Bible? I don't know what you got. What you call them things? iPad? I got my other too. But make some kind of mark there. For I will restore health apostolically in the body of Christ at large, locally and at large. That's what he's doing in the apostolic anointing. For I've seen great healing revival. Have you? I've seen men anointed lay hand on folks and to get out of wheelchairs, but no instruction how to stay out of that wheelchair. No instruction how to keep your health, because the body of Christ, very little, very small portion of the body of Christ know anything about health. Yeah, the Lord said, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will, look at you, he said, I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after. Now, every time I read that verse, you know what? We should be so healthy that people want to be saved. See the church? Yeah, see the church. But see, people, see, the hospital is full of Christians. But we should be so healthy that what you got, what you're using, what kind of medicine you're on, then you can show what kind of medicine you're on. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20 is the medicine you're supposed to be on. He sent his word to heal them and deliver them from destruction. And one translation, deliver them from early death.
Yes.
Because some kind of sickness is going to take you out ahead of time if you don't start taking care of yourself. All right, that's not convincing enough. Let me give you another scripture. Jeremiah 33:6. Jeremiah 33:6. You write right a few pages over, or a few texts over, whatever. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm preaching already. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell myself that's good preaching.
That's right.
This is about life, man. This isn't about, you know, we ain't got to try to get to heaven. We already Christian. We got to get out of hell down here. We don't let commercials took our lives over. And we have let, how can I say this, Lord, and be nice? We have let uninformed ministers who sick themselves. You're going to stand up here and teach to me and you 900 pound yourself? Mm. And you're going to teach me talking about you discipline? You're a disciple? You ain't no disciple. You drowning, man. And I'm not putting you down, but we need to do something about it. I'm tired of all my college preachers dying, overweight, and smothering. I'm tired of that. And they need to get themselves straight. Your clothes done, just buying bigger clothes. Come on, man. Come on, man. God needs you to preach. You don't need to be preaching to God, people. I see them girls up here real heavy. Y'all better get the weight off, all that weight off y'all before y'all come back here. Too heavy. I ain't going to be bearing y'all. Y'all get that weight off. Y'all stop eating all that crazy stuff. Oh, help me, Lord. Isaiah 33:6. Listen, look what the first word is. What the first word? I can't see your mouth move on the screen.
Behold.
Y'all follow me in the Bible now. I said, yeah, I ain't no moving. Y'all follow me, right? Wave your hand if you follow me. Y'all wave your hand. Y'all follow me on screen then. All right, y'all got Bibles and stuff, computer or something, right? All right, follow me. I'm not no moving. Behold. I will bring it what? Help. Ain't no way to get something so they can answer me. There ain't no technology like that, huh? I don't care what you call it. Get it. If it got something like that, you buy it. And cure. We bring out a new thing, boy. And I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Ooh, you talking about how peaceful it is. If I would listen to that doctor, I'd be on 15 medicines. 25 years ago, I was in the hospital. They had all kind of wires on me. My middle son was in me. I look at him. I said, man, I'm going home. He said, what? I started pulling that stuff off. The doctor come in and say, you're going to die. You're going to die. I said, no, I ain't dying. I went on to the house. Another doctor gave me medicine. I bought the medicine. Years later, I bought the medicine. And so I told my wife, I said, will you, before I take anything, would you check and see how many side effects? How many was it, honey? 51 side effects. Jesus, that was worse than what I had. I didn't take it. All right. One more scripture I want you to look at. Isaiah 58:8. I want all this in your reservoir. I want you to have these scriptures. I want you to have these scriptures so you can fight your battle. Because I know you're going to do it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Ooh, glory to God. Listen at this. And thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Mm-hmm. Now, why would he put health in the midst of all of these supernatural manifestations? He put health in the midst of glory, righteousness. You see that? Reward. Now, here's a word you're going to have discernment. The Holy Ghost is going to have to breathe on you. But when he gave it to me, I knew what he meant. And I hope that something can happen in your life when I say it. Moving from routine to revelation. Mm-hmm. Moving from routine to revelation. We have been living in the same routine with the world. We don't read. I bet you don't know what, average person don't know what no part of their body, where is that or what it do? Or what it take to keep it healthy. We just hope y'all hold on. We just pig out like everybody else. We don't pay no attention. What we put in our mouth, we just pig out like everybody else. Ooh, this good girl. What in it? How you gonna help yourself? How you gonna help your body? Oh, let me preach. Let's go. Y'all ready? Get ready. Revelation and separation must be in place. I'm going to spit four or five scriptures out. Hebrews 4:12, you're not going to do it without that. The word of God. Romans 12, 1 through 3. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 through 24. 5:23 through 24. All three of those verses is showing us what has to be done to walk in health, to control your body. Your spirit, your soul, and your body are going to have to be separated. That's the only way you're going to do it. If not, your soul and body are going to run you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, you read that? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and verse 20. What? Apostle, I'm preaching, apostle preaching behind an apostle. Hear what the apostle said. What? I know he said it like that. What? You got to live with this the rest of your days. I got my daughter testimony in my iPad. I'm going to put it in the book. I'm going to do a book on health coming to the body of Christ. I got a lot of teaching on this. And I'm going to put some testimony in there. The woman put the name, I'll put it on. I'll just put the testimony and put a fictitious name. But her kidney, they told her she needed to go on a dialysis machine. Her kidney has failed. And she said, no, we're not going to do that. And so they brought two more doctors in to talk with her, to convince her. She said, no. So they transferred to another place, but they transferred to where she heard her apostle say she should be. She said, I'm going the right direction. She's totally healed today. Had cancer, kidney failing, some other things. I was able to read the testimony, but I had so much to preach this morning. But she's alive and well. I saw her. She got weak. She's walking slow. Her husband was carrying her daughter. And I saw her, but she was listening. She was listening. And she took a hold of what the apostle had preached to her. And she's a strong woman now and got all her health back and on no medicine.
Come on. Hey. Glory to God.
Testimony the other day, lady sent me a testimony. She lost 140 pounds.
Come on.
Her knees was giving her trouble. You ain't got to have no revelation for your knee trouble. Your knee trouble, say, have mercy on me. Get some of this. I'm tired carrying this truck.
Come on.
Amen. I wasn't designed to carry an elephant. I was designed to carry a human being. I'm just going to say it when it hits you. I know some get upset, but I wasn't designed to carry this heavy portion here. That's why your knees, all knee problems is basically from weight. Another man, he lost 109, 110 pounds. His wife lost 50 pounds. His daughter lost 40 pounds. Doing the right thing, my brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
Revelation and separation must be in place. So take that Hebrews 4:12, word of God, quick, powerful, and sharp, two-edged sword. Divide them. Keep them divided. Redemption of the body must be understood and cooperated with properly. Redemption of the body. We got to go to that scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. Redemption of the body. What I said?
Redemption of the body.
Now, a term don't even sound right because you say your body not saved, but a price was paid for your body, for you to be able to train your soul and keep your body healthy and strong all the days of your life. But I tell you what, I'm hearing God say something to me now. Y'all listen. God said, tell them, I cannot keep them healthy by myself. Yep. There's something God can't do. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, you know what the Bible says in Isaiah 1:19? If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Well, why don't you eat health? That's the good of the land. But here God said, I can't keep you healthy by myself. I have put your soul and your body in your control. So my soul and my body is in my control. So what I do is I turn my soul over and turn my body over to God. Or another way, class, I turn my soul and my body over to my spirit, which is turned over to the Holy Ghost. And then I can walk in, my body can walk in divine places. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. What are we talking about? Redemption of the body must be understood and, get to the next word now, cooperated with properly. Understood, first of all, that's the problem. They don't understand. Secondly, they don't understand how to cooperate with the body. That's my job as an apostle of Jesus Christ. You see, I'm here. Let me get it again so I'll make sure I got it. Apostle wisdom, prophetic revelation, that's what I'm preaching from, and pastoral covering the flock. Mm-hmm. Apostolic anointing, prophetic revelation, pastoral covering. That's what I'm doing this morning. That's what this teaching is about. I'm not worried about no emotion. I'm not worried about sounding good or nothing. That's what it's about this morning. People's lives are going to be changed this morning. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, let's read. My goodness. What? High blood pressure. What? Cancer. What? Diabetes. What? 80% of sickness come from what you eat. I know we like to do, put it on the devil. The devil said, hell no, it's not me. I didn't put that in your mouth. You did it. I helped you though. The devil said, no, the hell, you ain't putting this on me. You did it yourself. Now we love that. See, that's a good excuse. And I didn't know no better. I said, the devil, them demons made me sick. No, them sweet rolls made you sick. Them demons help it after you ate it.
Come on.
Y'all can turn off if y'all want. If one of y'all disappeared, I understand. Let's just go on. Go on, because I ain't preaching to you. 19:20, verse 20. Let me read the 19th verse. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Help me, Holy Ghost. Say, what you have of God and you're not your own, let the Holy Ghost have control. For you are bought with a price. I paid my son for you. Therefore, glorify God in your body. How are you going to glorify God in your body and you're always sick? And in your spirit. And look at what he says at the end of this thing. Your body don't belong to you. He said, what are God?
Yes.
My body don't belong to me. Say it. My body don't belong to me.
My body belongs to God.
I'm going to take care of my body.
I'm
going to live a long, satisfied life. That was my hoop for the morning. Long satisfied life. Everybody listen to me, gonna live a long satisfied life. Hallelujah. All right, for your body, the pride, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit with your God. I'm gonna take up, because I know I'm gonna preach 4 or 5 series on this because I got so much information God gave me. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Sickness and disease is a curse. We redeemed from it. So why I keep repeating itself is because there's certain elements of revelation we don't know how the system and Satan and self have messed us up. The system, Satan, and self include self and includes stupid. And includes silly, if you want to include them, have messed us up. So I want you to see this. Christ, look at Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, see it? Huh? For as it's written, curses every one that hangeth on a tree. Go to the verse 14. That the blessing, now I want you to get this, because I don't care how much I preach, there's a word in here that going that the blessing of Abraham might, M-I-G-H-T, that same word is found in John 10:10. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and might have it more abundant. Don't tell me nothing about abundant sick life and nothing abundant about being sick.
Come on.
That girl had went to many physicians and you know, I opened the tape, instead of getting better, she grew worse because the doctor was doing all they could do for her. I understand that. But that's not enough. There's more. The great physician.
Yes, sir.
There's Isaiah 53:5. But he's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. God would never, Jesus would never, the Holy Spirit would never walk in a room and tell you, I can't do no more. I've seen a man raised from the dead. I've seen God call him back to life. I've seen a man that he told him he was going to be crippled the rest of his life and that he'd never have no children. And the man, God raised him up. His mama called me and I went up there and ministered to him every day for months. The Lord raised him up. And one day I told him, run in the church, because he had a lamp. He had got hurt on a motorcycle accident. I told him, run in the church. He run about halfway around the church and all the lamp left him. And now he's climbing tall poles, been doing it for years. I've seen it. I've seen the miracle power. I've seen what God told a young girl in the beginning of her life, that she just got married, that she couldn't have no children, and she adopted a child and laid hand on her, and I seen her by the power of God got pregnant with organs taken out of her body. I've seen a man come here, a businessman come here. Him and his wife been trying for years to have a child. Laid hand on him. And I don't know if I laid hand on both of them. And had twins. Got twin children now. Over and over again, I've seen it happen. I've seen a minister. I know the miracle power of God. A minister. If I call his name, he's a famous minister. I went and preached for him, and I was talking to his daughter and her husband, and she said, we just can't have no children. I said, oh, no, baby, that don't work like that. Come here. Y'all come here. I laid hand on her, and I told her, you're pregnant now, girl. She got pregnant, and in the process of delivering the baby died. When the man called me, he said, the baby died. He called me, and he called me. I said, yeah, but God don't do it again. Got pregnant again, got a little daughter now. I've seen it over and over again. I know it's the power of God. When something not working and it start working, doctor can't make it work, take all kind of vitamins and all kind of support, it don't work, but God word.
Yep.
Our word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I'm at the close in a minute. Restoration of health in your body is now standing face to face with your faith. Listen now, I want you to listen. Restoration of health in your body is now standing face to face with your faith. Whatever miracle, he's a miracle working God. Whatever miracle, whatever sign, whatever wonder you need right now, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, I don't care how long it's been. Right now, the Holy Ghost says restoration of health in your body is standing face to face, is now standing face to face with your faith. Let's jump to Romans 4, verse 19. I'm not going to read the whole story, but I can tell you what included in there. Grace access and grace, the promise of God, and your faith. Grace, the promises of God, accessing it with faith. Somebody will get healed today. Grace, I want you to take a grace pill. I want you to take a promise pill. And I want you to take a faith pill. And I want you to take an obedient pill. And I want you to take an acting on the word pill. And I promise you, there's nothing God can't handle. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. With God, things that are impossible with men, impossible with doctor, impossible with medicine, impossible with cycles and psychology. Nothing is impossible with God. I speak to your body today. I speak to your family today. I speak to your household that you catch a hold of this. Catch a hold of this and let it manifest in your house. Romans 4. Let me close. Romans 4. My goodness. Romans 4. Are you blessed? Are you hearkening? Are you saline? Are you listening? Oh, my goodness. Many in the body of Christ will be turned around from sickness and disease, overweight, controlled by their mouth. The Bible says in Luke 21:15, I've given you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist. That wisdom, you have that wisdom. Let wisdom control your mouth. What you say and what you put in it. Wisdom and discernment about your health is at your house right now. Ask the Holy Spirit. Now, Leroy can't do it, but ask the Holy Spirit. I'm just a messenger boy. But ask the Holy Spirit to help your children. Help you. I got a burden on me for the body of Christ. The preacher's dying and with sickness and disease. I know we got to leave you sooner or later. I know we got a home to go to, but there's too many people sick in the body of Christ. Young people with diabetes, young people with high blood pressure, young people with nerve disorder. Come on, man. Let's turn this thing around. Those of you who listen to me, God's going to use you to minister to other people. That some going to accept it, some going to reject. I'm looking at America right now. I think I'm looking at America. I'm looking at America right now. And a man, the doctor said they couldn't do no more for him, but his wife wouldn't turn him loose. And now him and his wife are following the plan. They're eating better now. They're doing better things because God spared his life. He was supposed to die normally. I saw the doctors when they come in the room. I saw them, younger and older doctor. Said he'd never seen nothing like that before. They haven't seen nothing yet. But the remnant of the people who are listening, they're going to go back and get their check. And like the doctor told me, she said, you don't have to be on nothing. She's trying to write something out for me. She said, and when she checked my blood pressure, she looked at my son. She said, move out the way a little bit. Turn that machine around a little bit. Because my blood pressure had shocked her at my age as 57. What? 47 yet. I ain't made 57 yet. 47. I jumped from one to 5. Jumped to 57. Hey, big up, man. Hey, look. Let me tell you something before I read this verse. I finally got a breakthrough on eating that I've been looking for. I'm enjoying what I'm eating. I'm going to enjoy when I go home. I'll eat me some mashed, see, watch this, I'm about to tell you. Mashed potato and sweet potato, starches. They told you that that wasn't good for you. That's wrong. You can eat it. You see, you just got to find out. Research. And all in your research, and there's some you're going to have to resist. Because you got everybody over there running their mouth. Just like that preaching. You got a bunch of people on YouTube just running their mouth. But the life ain't speaking for it, you know. Men messing with men, raping, bishop raping people. You know, you got all this crazy stuff, man. Man, that ain't God. That ain't God. All right, for, Romans 4:19. I'm going to close. Let me tell you what we're talking about. Restoration of health in your body is now standing face to face with, now you got to catch it, with your faith. You're standing face to face with your faith. Because, no, not with your fake, F-A-K-E, with your faith, because you can fake it a while, but you got to have faith to do what I'm telling you to get that long, satisfied life. Look what happened here. And being, verse 19, and being not what? Weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years, oh Jesus, about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now I'm gonna tell y'all, my family, if y'all don't straighten out and get right, if y'all get sick, I'm gonna slap y'all every now and then. I'm going to feed you, because you can't do me nothing. I'm going to slap you. Slap the hell out of you. That's... I'm walking in the room, and you there saying, I feel so bad over here. I said, yeah, baby. Bam! Father, have mercy on the child. There's no reason. There's no reason to be around me. My members, there's no reason to be around me. And y'all talking about y'all can't make it. No, there's no reason to be. The Lord has put that apostleship on me for the body of Christ. I got my brother, I think he's from Germany. He's sitting there watching, he's listening, he's paying attention. He was last Sunday. Africa, some other places, Hawaii, Ukraine, Germany. People want to know the truth, man. Brazil. Huh? Brazil. What? And you down the street dying. Right down the street, right up the street dying. Don't do that. Let me try to read this. I got to close. Here's, and being not weak in faith, verse 19, he considered not his own body now dead when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. Being fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded about my health. Say it. I don't care. I'm closing. I don't care how long, Katano no more. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. I don't care how long your family been dealing with it. I don't care how much pain. I'm going to give you a secret about pain right now. Any pain you're dealing with. Your body got to know you with it. Say if you're having pain in your back. What you say to your back, back, I love you. And we're in this together. Don't just be binding. I break this power bond. No. Let your back, let your arm, let your leg know that you connected to them and that you love them. I've had pain hit my body. And I used to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. First of all, I tell my body, the part of my body the pain hit, I love you and I mean it with you. And I know it's not you doing this. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the pain stopped instantly. Every time. Isn't that something? Have you ever told your body you love it? Have you ever told your leg or your feet or your foot that you love it? Your neck hurting. Have you ever told your neck, look, I know you're a part of me. I love you. And I know you love me. And I know you're not doing this to me. You ought to say, I know I did it to myself. You know what I'm saying? But you talk to them and somebody going to be, write me a letter. Because I want to get to, I hope I got you to verse 21. I want you to read verse 21 with me. I'm closing. Romans 4:21. I hope I've got you there today. I'm gonna come back Tuesday and take up here, because I'm only at point 3 here, and I got 12 points on this. So I'll come back developing faith for health and turning it loose. I want you to remember that woman that the doctors couldn't do her no good, right? And she was broke, right? You don't need no money for this. You remember that? And he told her, go and sin no more. Now, that's a health statement, because once Jesus healed you, you can't go back and do the same thing you did before he healed you. So we're not planning on changing nothing. You see what I'm saying? We're not planning on changing nothing. We've been planning on the man of God lay a hand on me, the doctor give me some medicine, and I get to go and do what I want to do. Don't do that. All right, let's read verse 21. Ready? Yeah, up in here. And being fully persuaded. No, somebody ain't got it yet. I don't hear no more one person. I got at least 5 people up in here. 6, 7. I hope that I need their help for sure. 6 of them. I might be ending up with 2 next week, and I might put the other 4 out. All right, let's go. Verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. I'm glad you were here. Are you glad you were here?
Yes, sir.
And go over this teaching on developing faith for health and turning it loose. So almost a 2-part. The church, I got 3 minutes, Leroy. The church at large has never developed faith for health, for she didn't know what to do. Okay. But now we're learning what to do and how to do it. No problem to get healed, but it's a problem to stay healthy. The anointing is, but the anointing can't keep you healthy. Okay. All right. So what I want you, developing faith for health, and then once you develop it, like that woman with the issue of blood, I'll read her again Tuesday. She turned it loose. She stuck. Give me a minute. With that story with the woman with the issue of blood, she had to go against the grain. Mm-hmm. What you mean she had to go against the grain? With a blood issue, she wasn't supposed to be out there. But she wanted our help. And she had a word from God. She went on out there. Her faith took her out there. So there are those who will try to justify what they're doing. And girl, you don't have to do all that. Boy, you don't do that. The Holy Ghost is going to have to breathe on you, because he had to breathe on me. I mean, he had to breathe on me to get me to realize that eating wrong is not the good life. Actually, it's the bad life. And if you don't give your taste bud a chance to switch, they're not going to switch. They're not going to switch with your 3-day fast. And the reason I got to emphasize this so much, I'm held accountable when God trained me, when God put his hand on me. And it doesn't matter what happened to nobody who teaching this or saying this. It doesn't matter. It's true anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be just be watching 3 or 4 people say, what happened to her? Don't worry about that. Just do what you need to do. Most people live a long, dissatisfied life. No, let me say it different. No, not most people. Oh, Jesus. A few people live a long, dissatisfied life. Most people die ahead of time. 50, 60, 40. That 40 years old, dead. You ain't lived yet. Then you sing, he got the whole world. He ain't got you in his hand, though. And y'all gonna do it. I know y'all gonna do it. And I know y'all love me. I know y'all ain't gonna talk about me. I know y'all gonna be a Tuesday to get the rest of it. And probably Tuesday, and I probably had to go through Sunday. I don't know how long I'm gonna teach it. But a strong impact, a strong emphasis that the Lord have on me right now. Because I'm going to have you ready for the next demon that jumped through here. Just like you're ready for this one. Your immune system, as you eat right, your immune system is the greatest doctor you ever seen in your life. It will protect you. It will vaccinate you. I mean, I'm telling you, it will give you your immune system. I want you to know I love you. And I speak peace and joy to you and your family, all who are brave enough and led by God to be with us on the day all over the world. God bless you. And I declare and decree your healing. But I'm so glad I can declare and decree as you obey your health also, that you live a long, satisfied life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long, satisfied life.